Please give us a heart to tremble
before you.
When we hear your words, we hide treasure in our heart. We apply in our daily life. Hear our prayers in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 最近在教会里面有人问我一个问题，就是问我，你对Joel Osteen牧师的意见是什么？有什么看法？Recently,
someone in my church asked me a question. What's your opinion about Joel Osteen?
如果你不知道他是谁呢？他是在德州一个教会叫 Lakewood Church里面做牧师的。If
you haven't heard him before, he is a pastor in Texas Lakewood Church.
也是我们在美国最大的教会,
one of the biggest church in US.
他也是一个作者，也是在电视上面呢有他的节目。He
is also a blogger and on TV he also has programs.
And Joel Osteen呢，他的教导呢是根据他以下的一个相信。Joel
Osteen, his teaching is based on the belief.
Here. 简单来说，他相信神是一个好的神。Briefly,
he basically he believes God is a good God.
既然他是好的神，当然他给好的东西给他的儿女了。Since
he is good, so he always gives things which are good to his children.
所以呢，他认为呢，无论我们在什么情况底下遇到什么痛苦呢，你不要以为呢，这个就是你人生的安排。
So, when, no matter what kind of circumstances are we in, and how miserable you are, but don't believe that this is the plan.
他相信呢，如果我们改变对我们对自己负面的看法的时候呢，我们人生就会改变。We
believe that if we change our negative view about our lives, then it will change.
然后呢，你的好像你的生意会做得越来越好啊，你的婚姻会越来越好啊。
So your business may prosper and your marriage will become better.
今天的讲道呢，主要不是批评Joel Osteen.
Today's preaching is not mainly criticizing Joel Osteen.
我主要的目的呢，希望拿雅各他的生平呢，来放在Joel Osteen这个讲法里面去看看，到底合不合圣经。
The main purpose is that I want to use look at. The Jacob's life and putting into the drafting his memory.
然后呢，我们为什么选雅各呢？
Why did we choose Jacob?
也很简单，因为创世纪28章呢里面曾应许了雅各，就是呢，我有祝福你。
It's very simple because in chapter 28 of Genesis, God promised that I will bless you to Jacob.
所以如果有一个人呢，能够在神手里天得的好东西呢，那么这个应该是雅各了。So
if anyone can receive anything good from God, it got to be Jacob.
那么我们今天呢，希望其实是希望从创世纪29章看到31章。So
today we want to study Genesis chapter 29 through 31.
我们看看雅各20年的人生是怎么样。
Let's examine the 20 years of Jacob's life.
首先呢，我们先来看29章。
Let's first look at chapter 29.
29章呢，这开始是他第一段人生呢，是开始的纪年。The
beginning of chapter 29 is
the first 7 years of Jacob.
The first 7 years of Jacob.
然后呢，开始的时候呢，就告诉我们呢，雅各呢。 逃命到他的舅舅的家里面。So
the scripture told us that he fled for his life and got to Laban his uncle.
然后为什么他逃命呢？主要就是因为他骗了他哥哥长子的祝福。Why
did he flee to his uncle? Because he had cheated his brother the blessing for the firstborn.
所以呢，他哥哥就说他要杀死雅各。
So his brother said, "I will kill Jacob."
然后如果你看二十九章呢，他就开始
verse 1 to 14, you will see that Jacob did prosper.
为什么我点子说呢?
Why did I say that?
他没有GPS.
He has no GPS.
他只往东走,
he went east.
然后就遇到他的表妹了,
then he met her cousin.
然后你说他是不是很顺利呢?
So, don't you think he is prospering?
还有呢，就是在第十三节里面呢，他就知道雅各来到了，就跑出去呢，就去欢迎他。
And also in verse 13, his uncle, when he heard that Jacob is coming, he went out and welcomed him.
十五节里面呢，就拉班就对雅各说了，你虽是我的仆，就是讲到了，后来就十四节里面呢讲到了，你的确是我的仆。
In verse 14, Laban confirmed that you are my bone and my flesh.
所以你说雅各当时是不是很顺利？
So don't you think Jacob was prospering at the time?
如果是他是很顺利的，然后他的顺利只是维持了一个月。
If he prospered, but if that his prosperous only lasted for a month.
因为过了一个月以后呢，他的舅舅拉班呢就要跟他谈一谈了。
After 1 month, his uncle Laban wanted to talk with him.
这个就是在十五节里面呢，which
was recorded in is recorded in verse 15.
在十五节里面呢，我们看呢，好像是很客气的一句话。
In verse 15, on the it appears that it's a very kind word.
拉班对雅各说，你虽是我的骨肉，其实不是，应该是你虽是我的兄弟，岂可白白的服侍我？请告诉我你要什么为工匠。
In verse 15, David said to Jacob, because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?
你有没有发觉呢？拉班讲话呢，其实没有那么简单呢。
Have you noticed that it's not that simple in his word?
因为呢，当他在十三节去欢迎雅各的时候呢，他是讲到呢，你是我的俘虏，就是说呢，我们是没有计较什么的，你的东西就是我的东西，你可以捡起来。
In verse 13 and 14, basically he's saying, you are my kinsman, so there's nothing, mine belongs to you and yours belongs to me.
他用另外一个字啊，如果你看一看十四节，他说你是我的骨肉了，他是英文呢是 you are my own flesh and blood.
So in 14 he uses a word which is very special, you are my own flesh and blood.
但在十五节呢，他不是这样子的。
But in verse 15 it's different.
他讲到你是我的兄弟，就是你是我的亲戚，就是 relative.
You are my relative in 15.
他背后的意思是简直从前你叫我舅舅，现在呢我们要谈谈工钱的问题。
So basically he's saying that before you call me uncle, but now we need to talk about wages.
换句话说呢，从前呢我们你叫我舅舅，现在你要叫我老。
Which means that before you were calling me uncle, but now you have to call me boss.
其实雅各呢也是一个很聪明的人。And
I believe Jacob is a smart man.
虽然他一方面知道他其实不能回家。So
on one hand, he knows for sure that he cannot go back to his home.
还有呢，他觉得他非常喜欢他的表妹赖姐。And
he also discovered that he is in love with his cousin.
所以呢，在十八节里面呢，雅各呢就告诉拉班，我可不可以，我的工钱呢就是服侍你七年。
So in verse 18, Jacob said, my wages in serving you is I will serve you 7 years.
七年以后呢，你就把你的女儿嫁给我。
But after 7 years, please give me your daughter Rachel.
啊，你要知道呢。 在旧约圣经里面呢，讲到结婚的时候呢，男的要给聘金给这个岳父的。
So in Old Testament we know that if one wants to marry a someone's daughter, he has to offer to the father.
这一个聘金呢, 大概不会超过50的这个月份，这50 shekel of silver。
So usually it's 50 shekel of silver.
那么一个人呢，一个月工作呢，就是大概就是一个色克勒的。Its
monthly wage at the time is about 1 shekel.
所以呢，你可以算一算，一个人大概做4年多一点呢，你就应该可以有足够的钱给你的岳父了，就是。So
if you we do the math, we can figure out that about like 4 years, you're gonna have enough to offer to the father.
但是亚伦说，我给你7年。
But Jacob said, I offered 7 years, I give you 7 years.
怪不得拉班怎么高兴，好啊，正式减职。No
wonder Laban was, he was so happy, okay, deal.
所以呢，圣经也说，就是亚伯当时呢是很高兴，其实是很高兴的为他的岳父去工作了。And
the scripture told us that Jacob himself, he was also very happy working for Laban.
因为呢，他在25节，后来呢就讲到呢，这个四十节呢就讲到他服侍他的岳父7年呢，就好像几天一样。In
verse 20, he says that he served 7 years for Rachel, but it were to him like a few days.
7年过去以后呢，雅各就要求呢拉班给他的女儿，给他成为他的妻子。
After 7 years, Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife for a daughter.
看来拉班也是一个很好的岳父啊，就是为他们办这个婚礼啊、筵席啊，这些事情都办了。So
seems that Laban is a very good mother-in-law. He gathered and set up, made a feast.
然后晚上他们就跟这个圣男同房了。
So at night, in the evening.
但是呢，早晨起来呢，我们大家都知道这个故事发生。But
in the morning, we all know what happened.
就是发觉这个圣男呢，不是拉结，反而是他的姐姐，利亚。It's
not Rachel, it's her sister.
我相信呢，雅各从来没有想过拉班呢是怎么避的一个人。
I believe that Jacob never thought that Laban was such a cunning man.
为了要骗雅各呢，连他的大女儿呢也拿来做一个工具。
He saw this thing before, just he want to deceive Jacob to use his daughter as a tool.
最后雅各其实没有选择，那么只有就是问拉班为什么你坚持骗我？And
Jacob has no choice. He just questioned Laban, why did you do this to me?
他就不知道哪里找一个借口，就是我们这里没有这个规矩，就是小的先嫁人，我们必须要大的先嫁人。And
Laban found an excuse that saying it's our custom that we should give the elder first before giving the younger.
最后。 雅各只可以呢，就是再为拉班工作7年。
So Jacob had to work 7 more years for Laban.
所以呢，你可以算一算，其实呢，他差不多给了3倍的价钱，就为了要拉结。So
you can do the math. He actually offered 3 times to get Rachel.
如果我们用Joe Austin他的理论去看一看这个故事的时候。
If we use Joe Austin's theory to look at the story,
就是好的神一定给好东西给他的儿女,
and a good God always gives good things to his children.
那么世界上面是没有可能会有恶人当道的这个现象出现,
then it'd be impossible for wicked to prosper in the world.
为什么受害的反而是神的儿女?
Why always it God's children who suffer?
为什么吃亏的是雅各不是拉班?
Why is Jacob who suffers not Laban?
我看到这个故事的时候呢，我想起2008年呢，我们美国的金融的危机。
When I was reading the story, it reminded me the financial crisis in 08.
在我的立场来看呢，这些问题都是这些大银行所弄出来。
In my opinion, all the problems was created by the big bank.
就是因为他们很贪心，所以呢，最后我们整个经济呢就给他们弄垮了。
Because of their greed, the entire economy collapsed.
但是最后怎么样？
What's the consequence?
08年里面差不多没有这些大银行的 CEO 他要坐牢，差不多都没有。
In 08, the CEOs of the big banks, none of them went to jail.
更离谱的就是你有没有留意今年的报告？
And even absurd is, have you noticed the report this year?
2010年呢，是他们这些投资银行里面呢，他们拿他们的 bonus， 就是他们的奖金呢最多的一年。
In 2010, this year, this is actually they received the biggest bonus. These big investment banks.
如果一个好的神只是给好东西神的儿女的时候，为什么我们常常就是见到这些恶人呢？他们反而就是很顺利。
If a good God always gives good things to his children, why we see this kind of things?
我想呢，周阿森的理论里面呢有一个最大的弱点。
I believe in John Austin's theory, there is one weakness.
也是可能是我们心里面的其中一个误解。
And probably it's like misunderstanding in our heart.
我们就以为神的福气呢，就是跟金钱呢是一样的。
That we believe that the blessing from God is always related to wealth.
周阿森的确是这样子，在教会里面是这样子说。
Austin, he teaches this way in his church.
他说呢，就是神希望我们在金钱上面富足，来完成神为我们所预定的计划。
God wants us to prosper financially, to have plenty of money, to fulfill the destiny He has laid out for us.
但是呢，我相信呢，其实金钱跟神的祝福呢，不一定有关系。
But I believe the wealth is not necessarily related to God's blessings.
其实在神眼里面呢，有很多东西比起财富更重要。
In God's eyes, there are many things which are more precious, more valuable than wealth.
其中呢，你看我们回去看拉班跟雅各这个故事的时候。
Among them, if we go back to the story between Jacob and Laban.
我可以说你可以问拉班是不是一个有钱的人？
You may ask, is Laban rich?
是啊。
He is.
但是他是不是有福气的一个人？
But is he blessed?
我相信他不是。
No, I don't believe so.
因为他不认识耶和华神。
Because he did not know God.
我怎么知道他不认识呢？
How do I know he did not know God?
因为你看到31章的时候呢，你就发现呢，在19节呢讲到呢，他家里面呢是有神像的。
Because if you read chapter 13 verse 19, in his home, Laban's home, he has God.
换句话说，他是一个拜偶像的一个人。
So he is an idol worshipper.
所以，其实，在神眼里面，这样子的人呢是没有福气。
In God's eyes, this kind of people, they are not blessed.
钱对他们来说，将来是一个控告他们的一个证据，不是对他们来说是一个祝福。
Their riches, their wealth, one someday will be an evidence to convicting them.
这个就是雅各书里面提醒我们的。
This is what recorded in James.
那么反过来说，那么你说雅各是不是一个蒙神祝福的人？
On the other hand, is Jacob blessed?
我相信他是。
I believe so.
因为在圣经里面所讲到的，因为前几说在希伯来书12:16，他说因为主所爱的，主他必管教。
Because Hebrews 12:6 told us, because the Lord disciplines those he loves.
雅各现在所面对的问题其实是神对他的管教。
What Jacob was facing at the time is actually the discipline from God.
你知道雅各他最大的问题是什么？
Do you know what's the biggest problem of Jacob?
他就是一个骗子。
He is a deceiver.
你知道一个骗子或者他的一个犯罪的人呢，他最大一个毛病呢，就是他不觉得他所犯的罪有什么问题。
For a deceiver, or generally a sinner, he doesn't think is the sin he committed is a big deal.
所以神怎么让他明白犯罪是很严重呢？
So how God made him know that it's very serious to sin against God?
很简单，他就是找一个更大的骗子去骗雅各，让他尝一尝被骗的滋味是怎么样。
It's very simple for God. He just find a even smart, even wicked deceiver who deceived Jacob.
所以当雅各呢，他发现他的太太不是那一节的，他第一个反应就是找拉班说，29:25里面说，你为什么去碰我？
So when Jacob found out it's not Rachel but Leah, in 29:25 he says.What is that you have done to me?
祭控这个字呢，就是其实就是，雅各的哥哥曾经简直骂雅各。
Why have you deceived me? This is exactly the same words Jacob's his brother accused him.
还有呢，就是拉班呢，他找一个理由呢，他说，就是在，26节啊，他说大女儿还没给人呢。其实大女儿这个字呢，是一个意思的翻译。他原本是说，首生的还没嫁人呢，就不会给小的嫁出去。
And also in 26, they found an excuse that the elder has to be given first before the younger. But the elder actually the meaning here is the first boy.
所以当他提到首生呢，我相信呢，雅各必定想到呢，从前他也是这样子骗他哥哥这个首生的他的这个祝福。
So when Laban mentioned the word the firstborn, I think Jacob must be reminded that he cheated his brother, the firstborn of life.
所以你可以想一想，当神让雅各去经历这些苦难的时候。So, 其实是一个对他来说是一个隐藏的一个福气。
So when God put Jacob in the circumstances and let him to experience those sufferings, it's a blessing in disguise.
原因就是神是在这边是管教的。
Because God was disciplining Jacob at the time.
在神的角度来看，一个人的品格比起他的财富更重要。
From God's point of view.A man's character is more important than his wealth.
我们来看雅各第二段人生。
Let's look at the second chapter of Jacob's life.
这个呢就是29:30-30:24.
It's recorded from chapter 29:30 through chapter 30.
我看到这一段呢，就是神欠我的一段日子。
I call this period is the period that God owes me.
我曾经去大陆旅行的时候呢，见过一个好像莲子的海报。
When I was traveling in mainland China, I saw this poster.
就是他，上帝欠了你的，他说韩氏还给你，就是韩氏就是一个公司的名字。
The poster said that what God owes you.We, a certain company will repay you.
这个公司是一个整容的，就是这个 plastic surgery 的一个公司。
This company is a plastic surgery company.
然后呢，我看到这段的时候呢，上帝欠了你这句话呢，我就想起了利亚这个，在这个人在这个故事里面。
When I saw the word of God also, it reminded me of Leah.
利亚呢，就是最适合我。如果我可以连接形容他
，I think Leah would be a very difficult for this description. Because she is an ordinary woman.
在29章17节呢，谈到利亚的眼睛没有神气。
In chapter 29, verse 17, it says that Leah had weak eyes.
你要知道呢，对女人来说，长得不漂亮呢，都是很重要的，都是很可怜的，你可以讲。
For women, it's very pitiful. It's not good looking. It's not beautiful.
那么有什么事情比起长得不漂亮更可怜？
So what are the things more pitiful than being ugly?
就是如果你有一个很漂亮的妹妹，别的都更可怜。
That you have a very beautiful sister, a younger sister.
我不知道你有没有发生过，好像有人跟你这样子做，希望没有。
Have you ever someone have ever spoken to you? I hope not.
就是如果你有一个很漂亮的、很聪明的兄弟姐妹，他有新的朋友来到你面前的时候，他告诉你，哦，这个是你的妹妹了，他买不下吗？So
you have a very handsome brother or a very beautiful sister, and his or her friends come to you and ask you. Ask him or her that is this your brother or sister? Doesn't look like you at all.
还有就是，如果你有一个很聪明的哥哥弟弟的时候，每一年考试考第一，但是人家介绍的时候呢，他知道你是一个怎么样的人，一比较的时候呢，他们说没有可能吧，这个人不可能是你的兄弟。
Or if you have a very smart brother and they know him well and they compare you with him and they said it's impossible, how can you be his brother?
你看，利亚就是一个生活在这个问题。Leah
was in such a circumstance.
还有一个很可怜的事情呢，就是他没有人爱他。And
another pitiful thing is that nobody loved her.
包括他爸爸不关心他。Even
her own father.
因为他爸爸就是拿他做一个工具去骗他。
Her father just used her to deceive Jacob.
还有呢，结婚以后呢，圣经很明显的告诉我们呢，就是雅各就是爱拉结超过利亚。And
also after marriage, the scripture told us that Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah.
所以呢，你说一个人长得不漂亮，又没有人爱你，你说人生是不是很可怜？
So if one is not beautiful and nobody loves, is that a life miserable? If God is a good God, why have He withhold any good thing from the person? I don't know whether you feel that God owes you.
好像呢，你会想到，为什么人家去旅行，都是环游世界，我还是每一年都待在民族呢？
You may think that why someone visited the other country and the entire world and for their vacation, but every year I stay in Minnesota.
为什么神做我是一个又矮又肥的一个人？
Why God made me short and chubby?
为什么我什么运动都不会，有什么念书也不行，也没有什么天分？
Why am not athletic or there's not any gift or talent I have?
我相信很多人觉得神欠。I
believe many people think that God owes him.
但是我鼓励你，你看看利亚长这个。But
I encourage you to look at Leah.
从他怎么摆他儿子的名字里面呢？你知道他心里面在想。The
how she named her sons, you can figure out what was in her mind.
第一个儿子呢是在29章32节里面。The
first son is recorded in chapter 29, verse 32。
这一个呢，它第一个儿子就是刘辩。
The first son he named from she named Reuben。
其实呢，这是看他儿子的意思。
The meaning is that just look at it。
他解释呢，在32节里面呢，他就解释呢，耶和华看见我的苦情，如今我丈夫必爱我。
The explanation she gave is that the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me.
你知道利亚面对他人生的不幸的时候，他怎么去面对？
So you can see when Leah faced the miserable life, how she coped with
it. 他就是把心里面的苦情告诉你。
He poured out her affliction to God.
第二个儿子呢，就是四年。
The second son, Simeon.
就是听的意思
，listen, hear, heard。
这一个呢，他就解释了，这是33节，他说耶和华因为听见我心痛，所以又赐给我这个儿子。
In verse 33, because the Lord has heard that I am hated, he has given me this son also。
当他人生不如意的时候呢，他不是去埋怨的。
When her life wasn't going well, he wasn't complaining.
他怎么说？他就是祷告神，直到他神听他。
What did she do? She just keeps praying until God heard him.
第三个儿子呢，就是利未。
The third son, Levi.
利未的意思呢，其实就是人和的意思。
The meaning of Levi is attached.
34节呢，他说我给丈夫生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。
In verse 34, that this time my husband will be attached to me.
头三个儿子呢，你看见他改的名字呢，都是他有反映他内心有一个愿望，就是。她丈夫会爱她，会回答她的心愿。
According to the name of her first three sons, we can see that there's a desire in her heart that she wanted her husband to come back to her, love her.
但是她第四个儿子呢，他名字就是犹大。
But the fourth son, the name is Judah.
犹大就是赞美的意思。
The meaning is praise.
他说呢，35节，他说这回我要赞美耶和华。
In verse 35, this time I will praise the Lord.
好像呢，利亚他就明白，不管他的丈夫对他的反应怎么样，他还是要赞美。
When basically says that no matter how Jacob, her husband, treated her, he always praised the Lord.
第五个儿子呢，是以撒迦。
The fifth son, the name is Issachar.
这个呢，其实是赏赐的意思。
It's reward.
这个让我们想到圣经教导呢，就是儿子呢是耶和华所赐的产业。
It reminded us that what Scripture teaches us that the children are God's gift.
最后第六个儿子呢是鲍伦。
The sixth son, the last one, the name is Zebulun.
这一个呢，就是尊敬 honor 的意思。
The meaning is to honor。
就是呢，利亚呢，他在利亚的眼中呢，他就是得到神的尊敬。
In Leah's eyes, she got the honor from God。
因为神让她生了六个男孩。
Because God has given her six sons。
她也盼望呢，有一天得到她丈夫的尊敬。
And she also hopes that one day she may get the respect from her husband.
在利亚的人生的不幸的时候，我发现其实也是一个神对她的一个隐藏的一个祝福。
In the seemingly miserable life of Leah, I also discovered that it's a blessing in disguise.
因为当她不高兴的时候，当她很苦的时候呢？他就回到神的怀抱里面。
When she was miserable, when she was bitter in her heart, she came to God.
但他痛苦的时候呢，他在神里面找到安慰。
When she suffered, she found comfort from God.
他发觉神是一位看见他的，就听见他苦情的神。
She found that God looked upon her affliction and heard her cry.
他发现在别人面前他找不到别人的尊敬，但是他在神面前他祷告。
She found that she got no honor from anyone else but from God.
最后一段呢是雅各最后的六年的人生。
The third paragraph is actually the last 6 years of Jacob.
第一段呢是30章25节到31章最后。
It is recorded in chapter 30, 25 to chapter 31, 55.
这个是他雅各呢已经经过14年为他岳父拉班工作的生活。
That's after Jacob had served his father-in-law for 14 years.
他就希望回家了。
He wanted to go home.
但是拉班发觉了他为什么现在这么富足呢，就是因为雅各跟他一起住。
But Laban found out that why he prospered because Jacob was with him.
因为神祝福雅各，所以拉班也得到神的祝福。
Because God was blessing Jacob, so Laban gets the benefit too.
那么拉班就要求你开一个价钱，那么你再为我工作啊。
So Laban just asked Jacob, name my price that you continue work for me.
雅各呢想出一个，他要的价钱呢就是把你羊群里面，有杂颜色的，还有就是黑色的都归我，其他就是属于拉班。
So Jacob requested that in Laban's flocks, any speckled or spotted or dark color lamb should belong to him.
这个其实是对拉班来说呢是一个很好的一个消息。
This was a good news for Laban.
一般人算过呢，在一个羊群里面呢，大概只有20%是有杂颜色的羊群。
It was a good deal to Laban because that someone did the research that in a flock usually 20% are speckled or dotted.
还有呢，其实杂颜色的都是给这些牧羊的人看为是次等、次一等的羊。
And in the shepherd's eye, those speckled or spotted are like a lower grade.
所以呢，拉班听了以后呢是很高兴的。
So when Laban heard Jacob's request, he was happy.
拉班可能呢有念过生物。
Laban may have studied biology.
他知道呢，如果呢，他白色的羊去跟这些杂颜色的羊交配的时候呢，他生下来呢，没有可能是有别的颜色。
He figured that if he kept those his good sheep, those pure, away from those spotted and speckled, and they do not breed together, then he wouldn't get any speckled or spotted for the next generation.
所以呢，他就把 拉班的羊跟雅各的羊分开3天的路程，保证呢他们是没有可能是交配的。So
he separated those pure from those speckled in a set a distance of 3 days journey, so that there's no chance for them to breed.
雅各呢也想出一个，这个你可以说他的小聪明的一个方法去要保障自己。And
Jacob somehow found a way, a trick to secure his own benefit.
这个就是30章37节到43节里面所讲的。
Which is recorded in chapter 30, 37.
基本上呢，就是在这些羊呢，它强壮的时候呢，它就把一个树枝放在它这些羊面前。Basically,
for those stronger, he just put a stick in front of the flock.
这个树枝呢是磨了一个皮的。And
those sticks are peeled.
我想呢，他背后的想法呢，就有一点好像我爸爸妈妈年代的想法一样。
I think what behind it is actually the some thought similar to my parents.
就是当他们生一辈子人呢，他怀孕的时候呢，他会放一个很漂亮的小孩的海报放在他的房间，是不是？For
their generations, when someone's pregnant, they will put a poster with a very pretty baby poster in front of them.
他们的小孩就是符合他望着这些漂亮的婴孩呢，他们生出来的婴孩呢也是很漂亮，就是他们的小孩。Their thoughts are that if those the pregnant women look at those pretty babies, the baby born will be pretty as well. 雅各可能也是原子想，就是你看这些羊呢，见到这些一条一条的。
数字的时候呢，它生出来的也是一条一条纹的意思一样。那个，这是similar what's going on in Jacob's mind that while those lambs are breathing and seeing the stripes, the horn would be speckled and striped spotted.
我们知道这个其实是没有科学的根据的。And
we know that there's not any scientific grounds behind it.
但是它最后成功。But
in the end, work.
成功到一个地步呢，就是他拉班的家人呢，很恨两个。
It worked in such a good way, in favor of Jacob that the Laban's family hated Jacob.
那么最后呢，神在31章里面就呼叫雅各，吩咐他回去他的家乡。And
in chapter 31, God commanded Jacob to go back to his hometown.
那么他就 带着家人呢，逃跑回去迦南地。
So Jacob brought his family and go back to Canaan, his home.
你有没有想过为什么雅各要逃跑，不告诉他的岳父？
Have you thought why Jacob fled without notifying his father-in-law?
因为他岳父是一个 我们说就是欺人不吐骨头的一个人。Because
his father-in-law is very greedy, like eating the entire without the skin out of the bone.
这个不是我做的，你看31章15节里面呢，他的女儿就简直形容他。This
is not from my imagination, because in chapter 31, verse 15, his daughters describe his father.
因为他说呢，拉班恨了我们的家。
Because it says that he has sold us and he indeed devoured our money.
所以呢，雅各相信，如果他告诉他的岳父的时候呢，所有东西他都不能带走。So
Jacob believed that if he had informed his father-in-law, he can get nothing, he can bring nothing with
him. 的确，拉班的确是奸计者。It
is true that Jacob, Laban would do that.
所以他带着他的兄弟去追赶雅各。So
Laban brought his brother's kinsmen to pursue Jacob.
最后是神警告拉班，所以拉班没有去把雅各的东西抢回来。But
it is God who warned Laban so that he did not go to rob Jacob.
我希望大家留意呢，就是雅各人生最后的一个转变。I
want you to look at the turning points, the turning point in Jacob's life.
雅各经过20年以后呢，他最后明白一个东西。After
20 years, Jacob finally know one thing.
就是原来一直都是神祝福。It
is that God has always being blessed in him.
他的成功不是因为他聪明,
his success is not because of his wisdom.
他的成功是因为神祝福的,
his success is because it is the blessing he receives from God.
这个就是31章41到42节里面说的。
This is what chapter 31, verse 41-42 said.
特别他讲到呢，在这 20年里面，拉班10次要改他的工匠。He
mentioned that in these 20 years, 10 times Laban changed his wages.
我们每一个人到年底的时候，可能你的老板都给你调 调整你的生存。
At the end of a year, usually your boss will adjust your salary.
通常就是调高一点。
Usually it's a promote, it's a increase.
拉班是十次涨低他的人工。
Okay. Laban, he actually decreased the salary 10 times.
但是雅各最后他明白，如果不是神保守，我一定是空着手回家，你不会让我回到我的家乡。
But Jacob finally realized that if it were not God, I would go home empty-handed.
他讲到他有今天，就是因为神与他。
And he mentioned that because God has always been with him, so that he can prosper today.
我讲完雅各二十年的人生的时候呢，我希望我们也好像雅各一样。
After we observed the 20 years life of Jacob, I hope that we all be like Jacob.
就是我们有今天，就是因为神祝福。
We have today's situation, it is because God has blessed us.
因为我们认识神，所以他保护我。
Because we have known God, so he's protecting us.
我们不需要去羡慕这些恶人。
We don't need to envy those wicked.
因为我们认识神，其实就是我们最大的福气。
Because it is the biggest blessing that we know God.
神也没有欠我们什么。
And God owes us nothing.
因为当在我们苦难的时候，其实苦难只是会驱使我们跑到神的怀抱里面去更认识他。
Because while we suffer, it is actually a blessing from God in disguise, so that it draws us back to God.
当我们认识神的时候，我们就得到最大的福气。
When we know God, we got the biggest blessing.
我们是祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为我们可以通过主耶稣去认识你。
Because we may know you through our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们认识你的时候，我们就得到最大的福气。
When we know you, we got the biggest blessing.
这个比起世上这财宝更宝贵。
This is more precious than the wealth in this world.
谢谢我们的主耶稣。
Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督。
Hear our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.